look, this is a bad relationship. This is causing you real problems. This is going to evolve your mentality. Neurons that fire together, wire together. You're going to end up with like weird cognitive problems from this relationship. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Relationship Theory. I'm your co-host, Tom Bilyeu, and I'm here with my lovely wife whose hair looks amazing today, Lisa Bilyeu.
Hello.
What's up, homie?
Okay, this question comes from Stacey Lee on Facebook. What would you guys do if your sibling is in a toxic relationship? I know not to intrude, but it just pains my mom and I when we see my brother unhappy and being affected negatively by his girlfriend.
Wow. So as you were reading the question, I thought, so I define toxic as what would I do if like my sister was being abused?
Physically abused.
Or mentally, emotionally. Like, oh, God. I am not an expert in this, and I'm very grateful that I have no experience in this. I just want to say that up front. But this is one of those things I could not abide. And I know that chances are that I would end up driving my sister away. But I would do something that's high risk. But if I know that like she's already in the relationship, so if I don't say anything, she's going to stay in the relationship. If I do say something, I may lose my relationship with her, but I at least have some percentage chance of getting her out of that relationship. And I would fucking escalate. Now, because my sister knows me and she knows, and this is where you earn your reputation over time. This is so important. Put me in context. Don't take my answer out of context. In context, my sister knows me very well. And I've got 41 years of being a certain kind of person, being insanely consistent with that, not pushing people, not bullying. Like I back off. I let people live the life they want to live. I meet them with compassion, respect. I don't evangelize. I don't try to change people. Like I'm a filter, right? We've all heard the things that I say. Now, if you're watching and you've heard me say it, now my sister has lived it for a very long time. So when I fucking escalate and I'm like to his face, like I will have prepped her. I will tell her, look, this is a bad relationship. This is causing you real problems. This is going to evolve your mentality. Neurons that fire together, wire together. You're going to end up with like weird fucking cognitive problems from this relationship. As such, I want to let you know, like, anything you need, you can move into my house. Like the one time I would make an exception, I would put a time limit on it. But like whatever I needed to do to get her out of that relationship, I would do. And I would be very clear and very direct. And then I would say, should you choose to continue to stay in this relationship, I want to be abundantly fucking clear. I will escalate on this motherfucker until you never speak to me again. Or like it's my whole thing. No, or a restraining order, right? Dude, I would escalate. So like you just can't let that shit happen. And whatever, like if it were physical abuse, I'd get him arrested. If it were emotional abuse, then I would come in.
What if they were equal? So your sister's just as crazy back to him, right? It's like one of those, because you're saying it from your sister who you know and is like super sweet. And what if you're in a relationship? Because I know people like this,
yeah,
who've been in a relationship and it's one of those like massive spikes, right? They're like lovey-dovey and then screaming at each
other. The fascinating thing is by lessening the stakes, you just made the question a lot harder to
I know,
answer.
Because that's the thing. Like when it's that.
I love
like,
the hard question.
Like physical abuse, of course, I think most people will go, I need to do it because I have to protect them. But what if it's they're in this tumultuous relationship? I love my brother, but every time I see him, coming from a female perspective, because I actually do think that's different as well, because you've got the protective brother element in you. But I'm thinking of it from my own brother as a female, right? If I saw my brother and it wasn't that he abused her, she didn't abuse him, or maybe they kind of, like they screamed at each other, but he was just like unhappy, but he always stayed in that relation. What do you do then?
For the most part, you just have to give them space. Like, they're adults.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to figure it out. And I think if you, like, when I think about my sister being in a really abusive relationship, even in that, I know that my whole escalation thing may just alienate her and then she wants nothing to do with me. And so I get that that's a very plausible outcome. I think that it's exacerbated a thousandfold when there's nothing more than just like emotional toxicity going back and forth. Mm. Nobody is being abused, if you will. They're essentially, like you said, abusing each other. Yeah, I mean, would I look for the absolute perfect opportunity, would I look for the absolute perfect opportunity to say, this doesn't look fun, it does not seem like you guys are having fun, I get it that this is one of those manic relationships where the highs are amazing, and so you cling to those in times of emotional distress when you guys are fighting like cats and dogs, but there is a world in which you can have a very loving... A very loving, stable relationship. I would be looking for that moment. That doesn't mean much to the audience, but you know what I mean by that. And I think that if there's one superpower that I've developed and gotten very good at, it's being able to tell when the person is emotionally in a place where they'll be able to hear me.
Yeah.
And sometimes that means waiting months and months and months for that opportunity. It means, like, for instance, this is thinking about it. This is exactly what I would do. If my sister were in a toxic relationship, I would say, sis, I really want to start spending more time with you.
I literally was going to say that.
And I would take her out and I would start spending time with her on the weekday. Just the two of us. I would go way the fuck out of my way. So she knew, like, whoa, like he's really like he's driving. He's coming out to see me. Like, this is crazy. He's so weird about efficiency of time. And yet he's spending all this time like traveling and all that. And I would do that for months and I wouldn't even bring up the relationship. Right. And then I would find that critical moment after I'd built up all that like goodwill. And I would find that moment where she's emotionally ready to hear it. And I would say that. And then if I got even a mildly negative reaction, I would back off again for a very long time. Yeah. And then I would present it again. And this is another thing, play the long game. It may take you years to get them out of that. But if you go on that full frontal assault, which I would only do if there were physical or real emotional abuse happening, I would play a very long game.
Yeah, I literally, that's exactly what I was about to say, because like, this lady, Stacy, said, I know not to intrude, but it just pains my mum and I when I see him unhappy. So I think you're right. Like, just telling someone you've got to break up with them, like, just puts you in the enemy seat sometimes, you know?
Sometimes. Every time.
Yeah. So I would go, okay, what is meaningful to me? My relationship with my brother. What is meaningful to me? My brother to know that I'm here for them if he needs it. Versus feeling attacked, because that's the thing. Like, if he's already unhappy but can't get out of this relationship, and now he's got family who just attacks him or attacks his partner, so he has to defend her or whatever, now just put strain there. Like, that's not going to help the brother, and it's not going to help your relationship with them. So building that relationship one-on-one is exactly what I would do, just letting them know that they have a safe place to come to. And then that way, like, if it feels right and they want to open up, they can talk to you about it. And I just wonder, how much is he unhappy when he's with her, right? Like, let's say they've gone to the mum's house for lunch and it's like they've had an argument on the way of the car. So they arrive and now it's all weird. And so you see the pain. Like, put him in situations, or do things with him in situations that you know he may be happy, right? If he likes movies, take him to the theater, and build that, like, relationship, and do things that you feel like will change his brain chemistry.